This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado's bank robberies have fallen since a few years ago when they were the highest in the nation. CPR's Allison Sherry reports that federal prosecutors more than doubled their prosecutions and robbers got more federal prison time.
The feds didn't take on very many bank robbery cases in 2018 and 2019, and the numbers of actual robberies were really climbing. In 2021, Colorado had the distinction of having more bank robberies than anywhere else in the country, more than California or Texas. And the Fed started prosecuting in a much more aggressive way. Matt Kirsch is the acting U.S. attorney.
People who were considering robbing banks talked to each other, and they have told us since arrest that one of the things that they talked about, the more they thought federal prosecution was likely, the less likely they were interested in trying to rob banks.
Since then, bank robberies have fallen in Colorado, and now the state ranks third in the country behind California and Illinois. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado school districts are pushing back on a plan that they say will cut nearly $150 million from public school funding. Governor Jared Polis wants to move away from the way schools are funded that relies on averaging student numbers. At a Thursday hearing, Stephanie Juno with the Steamboat Springs School District said that change would especially hurt rural districts.
In the case of Vila School District, that's half of their funding. This can literally bankrupt a school district if you take away that averaging over time.
Supporters of the proposal say it doesn't make sense to pay for students who are not currently in the system. This is CPR News.